Ken, Tim Carter, thanks so much for calling Ask the Builder on WGRR. Good morning. Hello, Ken. Earth to Ken. Come in.
Oh, sorry, Tim. Yes, I have a question for you. I have hardwood floors in my house.
Yes, sir.
And the entryway of my house, I guess the polyurethane is starting to run a little thin. And in a few areas, the water's gotten to it. It's kind of like lifting the fibers of the wood.
Yes.
Just in a couple small areas, without having to redo my whole wood floor area, the whole foyer, what's a quick way I can take care of that?
Okay. You might be able to do this, and I've done it quite a few times. It takes a little bit of skill and a little bit of luck. But you'd actually go to those areas, and you would lightly sand the wood, you know, to get it, make sure you get all the dirt up and make sure the hardwood's nice and smooth.
Okay.
And you're actually going to, before you kind of do this, the other areas of the floor, you're going to vacuum, and you can even take a very, very lightly damp sponge and make sure that the urethane's clean. You know, even if you have to soap and water and mop it a little bit, okay?
Right.
But not a lot of water. I mean, in other words, just you've got to get that existing urethane clean, you know, in case somebody's gotten some dirt or spilled some soda pop on it, whatever. Now what you're going to do is you're going to end up sanding the whole floor very lightly, you know, like scuff it up, you know, with like a fine sandpaper, you know, like 150 grit, okay?
All righty.
And you're going to then take a tack cloth and you're going to get up all the dust from there. Now, the area where the floor has, is the rest of the floor stained and it's got some kind of color to it? You know, because the bare spots look a different color, right? They're very light wood. Is that
right?
Okay. You're going to have to go to a paint store, and you're going to have to kind of get some stain that's going to match what you see on the floor. Got it?
Right.
Now, what's going to happen is, here's how to know if you've got the right color stain. As soon as you put stain down and you wipe it off, I mean, in other words, you put it down, it soaks in for maybe 15, 20 seconds, and then you take a cloth and wipe it. If it looks the exact same color and the same tone depth right at that instant in time, you've got the right color.
Okay.
Okay. Now, what will happen is you can't urethane it right away. It's going to, it needs to dry. Got it? And when it dries, it's going to look like it's the wrong color. You're going to go, oh, my gosh, this is never going to match if I urethane it. But believe me, when you urethane it, that same color and richness comes back again. Makes sense?
Alrighty.
Makes sense. So that's why, to get your color match, you have to look at it the instant you wipe it off with a rag. Okay?
Okay.
So,
right.
And it may take you 3 or 4 trips, you know, to like, you know, get it just right. You know, in other words, you may not, you know, you may be lucky and hit it the first time and have the exact same color, but you may have to blend different color stains. You may have to invoke a special cast a spell on it. I mean, you know, there's all kinds of things, you know, just, but that's how you're going to fix it. Then what you're going to do is you're going to urethane the entire floor, okay?
All right.
You're going to put 2 coats minimum of urethane on that floor.
All right.
And then you're done. I mean, that's what a professional finisher would do. If that's what you got to do if you don't want to sand the whole floor down.